Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 255, episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is the podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it is Monday, September 19th, 2022, which of course means it is the Queen's funeral, baby. And that reaches all the way over to the United States. And normally we would be celebrating National Butterscotch Pudding Day and National Talk Like a Pirate Day, but those have been canceled. So we could be appropriately sad that a 96-year-old woman died of old age. Anyways, my name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Wouldn't it be nice if there weren't royals? Then they wouldn't have to lock our bikes. And wouldn't it be nice to cook them in oil in a sauce that everybody likes? You know, Britain would be so much nicer without a king or queen or even a Kaiser. Wouldn't it be nice? Thank you to Case Aiken. I especially appreciate the shout out to the fact that they closed bike racks for the death of the queen. You weren't allowed to lock your bike just as tribute, I guess. People got their bike stolen as tribute.
That's such a specific rule. You can't, you can ride a bike, but you can't park it safely.
You can't park it safely. Okay. You know, everybody has to be focused.
Fair.
Well, I'm thrilled to be joined by a very special guest co-host, a very funny comedian you know from Good Mythical Morning, the Star Wars show. He's the co-creator of News Broke, the host of the podcasts, The Frotcast, and Pod Yourself a Gun. It's Matt Lieb!
Hey! Matt Lieb, a.k.a. Two Matts Enter, One Matt Lieb. What's up, guys? Pod Yourself a Gun is, we finished all the Sopranos episodes. That's a rewatch podcast. Now it's Pod Yourself The Wire. And we're talking about
Pod Yourself The Wire.
The Wire now, which is it's just another show on HBO that happened in
the
early
2000s. The only one that's better than The Sopranos.
I think I think so. I think it's a little bit better. But, you know, there's a lot of mixed opinions on The Wire. But for the most part, I think everyone agrees it's a good show, as far as I can tell.
Yeah. We might even talk about a little TV later on, because we're thrilled to be joined by two hilarious stand-up comics. The host of the very funny podcast Hold Up with Dulce Sloan and Josh Johnson, in which they debate things like movies versus TV, chocolate versus vanilla, window seat versus aisle seat, conscious rap versus club bangers. Great show. Everybody should go check it out. You also know them as a correspondent and writer from The Daily Show, respectively. Please welcome Dulce Sloan and Josh Johnson.
Hello, friend.
Hello. How's it going?
Good.
Going
We're
great.
Thrilled to have you guys. I really enjoy your podcast.
Oh, thank you. We enjoy making it. So it's good that we're not alone in this.
It's nice to see, you know, a debate show in 2022 where people are debating the real issues.
The real issues.
You know, chocolate versus vanilla. Where do you guys land on aisle seat versus, you know, the window seat?
I'm window because I'm a good person.
I'm aisle because in case anything goes sideways, I want to be the first to leave everyone behind.
Okay.
Just you climbing over people.
Yeah.
Over
easier in the aisle to get out of the plane.
I'm sure in a window, you're pretty much trapped.
That's true.
Yeah. This is how I know for a fact that you're trapped in a window seat. There was a guy. Did you ever hear about, you can stop me if you've already heard the story, but
I don't think I have.
This is from like 2017. And there was this guy on a flight with his wife, right? And in the middle of the flight, he falls asleep. While he's asleep, this is when they had the old iPhone, the one that could use the fingerprint. So as he's asleep, his wife takes his phone and like grabs the finger and just gently opens his phone and finds everybody. My man's been cheating, just finds everybody in the phone, right? So he wakes up to his ass getting whooped, okay?
Wow.
Like just nonstop, like lefts, rights, everything. She throws the kitchen sink at him. Nobody can get her off of him. And my man was in a window seat, so he's just gonna have to take that one.
That's right, he was stuck.
If he was in an aisle, he could run to a bathroom.
That's true.
He could run towards the exit door, maybe pull on that a little bit, just something.
Yeah. I'd be worried if he was next to the emergency exit, because then he'd be like, I would doom everyone to death if it meant I didn't have to fight with my wife.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because you've been caught. Your life is over. And that window seat is you having to sit with your punishment. The aisle seat, you got some options.
Definitely the worst seat for a combat scenario. But
that's your defense.
What?
That's the cheating ass man. That's your defense. The man who did not honor the sanctity of marriage. And because he was sitting in a window seat, because you also have to think about not the situation, it's why she waited till they were on a plane. You understand? Why did she go, you know what? 35,000 feet is when I need to find out if my husband's cheating on me. It's not like he doesn't go to sleep other times.
Yeah. Right. She sleeps probably in the same room with him much of the time.
She wanted a public audience.
It's my example for why window seats are traps.
Strategically, like from a combat perspective, I feel like a lot like Marines would agree with you. But in terms of my flying experience, I don't think it necessarily translates.
Well, I don't think an air marshal would ever sit in a window seat. Because now if anything goes down, he got to be like, excuse me.
He's going to be in the aisle because he has to work. Anyone who's trying to get that good sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Because when I started flying, I trained myself not have to pee. So
get on that's my big issue. Yeah.
Right. You get on a plane. Listen, I just started letting myself pee during a flight. Okay. And so get on there. You put yourself in the crack. Because I've been wearing a mask on a plane since 2016, 2017.
Oh, before COVID.
Way before. People been nasty, right? People been nasty. People That's been true. Sneezing. The air been recycled. This ain't new. Can't stop, won't stop. So I've been wearing a mask on planes since I was on the road, right? You put your face mask on, maybe an eye mask on, you throw a blanket on, you're in a cocoon, and then they start delivering the food. I'm like, all right, I wake up, eat my little snack, go back to sleep. And then when it's time to, we landed. Yay. So if I'm trying to get sleep, you can't be in the aisle.
Yeah, but you're not thinking of a combat scenario. And I think that's a really good point. Like, what if, you know, God forbid, you've been cheating on your wife and or husband.
Right. Very specific.
And they use your fingerprint and then they find out.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not going to get caught. Second, I have not had the luxury of being in a relationship and being on a plane at the same time. Right. So I don't have these problems. I'm saying is when I get on a plane, I'm trying to hibernate. And if someone's bumping into me because they got to pee, someone's trying to tap me and wake me up so they can climb over me, or mm-hmm. I got to get up, or that cart keep knocking me in my arm, I'm not going to get that good American sleep. When you get that good sleep, you sleep up against the side of the plane, okay? You're yeah. in the fuselage. That's how you get that good sleep. Because Josh true. Didn't tell you that he be climbing over people like a monster.
Look.
Putting
look,
his crotch look, or a butt in people's faces
look,
while they're in dreamland.
Listen.
Right.
I am nimble, all right? I am nimble, and they never know.
It's still disrespectful.
All right. Well, we're going to get to know you both a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we are talking about today. King Charles III is going to be very bad for the monarchy, I think we can say. So I just want to talk about a little bit of his little character characteristics.
Do we have to?
We don't. I mean, we could just keep talking about
it. We can move on. Because listen, all white man's not going to be great for a white country. Who cares? Let's go.
We could also talk about TVs versus movies, because I loved that episode. And I think I'm pro movies, but also wrong.
Yeah, so you're wrong.
We got a bunch of royal stuff. And then we also have just like debates that we could continue having.
Listen, Mr. O'Brien.
Yes.
As someone who sounds like they descended from the Irish, if last name tell me anything, do you want to sit up and talk about your colonizer?
In this case, I do, because he's going to be just like a walking piece of anti-monarchy agitprop.
He's going to end it all. It's going to be great.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Because the amount of, listen, I was there for the Jubilee, okay? I've been to this ice island. All right. Yeah. Nobody wants to go there. If it wasn't
he went over the wall.
Listen, if it wasn't for these royals, nobody would go up there. Who the hell is trying to go to England? They need them. And people don't want to acknowledge that. Nobody is going. I was doing shows out there. I'm like, do y'all want to come see you? No. Right. It's cold. You are an island that's cold. Who the hell wants to come here, bro?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
You need them inbred tax shelters to keep tourism dollars coming in here. So no. We know he's going to be a goofball. He's going to fall down or something, break a hip, catch Jesus, and then we're going to have the Baldwin to come in. The one we want to be there is not going to be there. So, you know, one of Diana's children going to show up. It's not the one with a full head of hair married to the black woman. So.
Yeah. No, I think that's probably very accurate. I think there are reasons to think he actually threatens the monarchy, though. Like, to be honest, like, everything he said is right, and I think there are reasons to suspect that he is that unlikable. Like, it's almost like he was raised in a lab to be the most unlikable human
really
being ever.
The way that white people do not understand how the world works is mind-boggling. If you think this one man is going to be able to take down an institution that's been around since years had three numbers, none of y'all are paying attention. People love them, okay? If they have to kill him to keep this going, they will do it. He's already
that's a good point.
They might do that.
That's actually a really good point.
They might have to.
When he started messing with Camilla, I already thought that he'd get kicked out of the line of secession, right? I already thought we were going to leapfrog over him.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Everybody thought that. So when they're like, King Charles, I'm like, how? Yeah. Who? Yeah. What happened? What? Where is Diana? So like, I was very confused.
Where?
So I'm like, so y'all finna let Camilla, you finna be the mistress. Listen, not the first time a mistress became queen. Praise God.
Right.
What I'm saying is, I thought that he got kicked out the line of secession is what I thought.
Right.
So now that this dumbo of a man is king, it don't matter. They have no power. It doesn't matter. There's a whole prime minister. There's a House of Lords. There's all kind of Tories, all kinds of shit. It's already like they do nothing. You can't destroy something when you have no power. Oh, it's going to look bad. Oh, it's going to look bad. Prince Andrew don't already look bad.
I mean, the fact that they let Prince Andrew stay a prince is how I know this thing is going to be intact for all time.
They're fine.
Yeah.
You let that man keep his title, it's fine. Y'all worried about the wrong shit. There's a new hole in the ozone layer coming. Worry about that, okay?
Yeah.
It's too hot and too cold at the same time.
This is like the one piece of good news we allow ourselves, is that this dipshit is becoming the king.
I think like a good king could stop the hole in the ozone layer, though, you know? Like, if he really put his mind to it.
But he'd have to have authority.
Yeah, he has authority from God. That's how royals work. Right. He could ask God, like, hello, God. Oh, you think you could? I can't do their accent, but you
think you could fill up
the hole in the ozone layer, isn't it? And then God, you know, is like, cool, bro.
Yeah.
You didn't even believe what you just said.
I believe it 100%. I believe it 100%. Right.
Before we get to any of that, we do like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are, what you're up to? Josh, you got anything from your search history?
Can I fight a scorpion?
Search history.
Josh is in Arizona, so he might be fighting some scorpions.
I am in Arizona. I did look up museums today because I really want to go to a museum here. I try to go to a museum in every city that I go to.
Do you enjoy it when you're there?
Tell them about the museum we went to in England.
Museums.
Wait, what museum? Are you talking about Harrods? Are you talking about...
No, the history museum we went to.
Yeah. We went to, Dulce and I went to a museum in England, and it was chaos. Because first of all, this is the thing. Okay. It is a good setup of a museum. It's very big. It's daunting when you walk in. But they hadn't figured out yet what sections to make for kids and what sections to make for everybody. Because it was just chaos. Like, I'm pretty sure whatever little teacher that was lost at least four of them. Because I saw them all together as a group. And then Dulce and I are going up different levels of the museum. And you just see a random one running by. Just
wandering around. Yeah.
You know?
For all of the antiquities that they've stolen. I couldn't figure out why there wasn't enough of them. Like, there was a section on clocks that was way too big.
Yeah. Well, they love clocks over there. They're a big clock island. They got the Big Ben.
You know what? It was wild. It's Big Ben. It's not as big as you think it is.
Oh, for real? I've never seen it. I've just seen pictures.
I saw it in person. I was like, bitch, I have seen a Walmart bigger than this.
Yeah.
I've seen shopping malls taller than this Big Ben. This Ben ain't big. You have to remember, we're from America. We have more space.
Like, yeah, that's true.
I was like, I thought every pedestrian was going to get hit by a car and every car was going to get hit by a pedestrian.
Yeah.
Everything was too small. That museum was big. It was like, you ever been in like a loft warehouse situation?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like where your friends live?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, I understand you getting a deal, but like,
it's also when you're in an Uber there, like when you get an Uber, you might as well. It's only a little faster than walking. It was mind blowing. We had to get 3 miles and it took us like 45 minutes. And I was like, yeah, I was like, y'all, by the time we get there, someone on foot that's fit enough could have beat us.
Right.
It was like we got to a certain point where we were just like, let's go. Then they had this flight simulator in there, which was weird because it was a museum of history.
Yeah,
but I don't remember
them
inventing fighter jets. So there was a flight simulator.
Wait, there's an arcade in there just randomly? They got a flight simulator?
No, it's arcade. Not an arcade.
It's literally just this flight simulator by itself.
You get into a pod. Get into this pod. It'll go 360 all over.
It'll go upside down.
It'll go legit go upside down. They give you no instructions on how to use it. It's the most. Also, it's like one of those, like, we might as well just been playing fucking Zelda.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It was
so
hard to figure out. They were like, okay, you have to shoot at the other jets. They didn't tell us that the other jets were just going to be dots.
They got a Top Gun game
It sounds like Top Gun Nintendo, Nintendo version, which was impossible and a huge disappointment.
Yeah. Right. But you couldn't find. At one point, Josh is just lifting up, and I'm like, oh, shit, we're upside down. So, and it was only 3 minutes. By the time you figure out how to play it, it's over.
Yeah.
And then we got up, and I went over to the, because we spent, like, what, 12 pounds in this damn game?
Yeah, damn. Yeah.
That's like $1 million.
Right. And so it's like 15 bucks. So I go over to them, and I'm just like, I'm going to have to go again. Like, what do you mean? I said, it took us forever to figure this out. We're going to have to go again. Like, I don't even understand this.
Yeah.
And the guy, and the British dude was just like, yeah, all right. I was like,
oh, what?
That was,
yeah.
He's like, I think you're, I had a mask on the whole time. He's like, oh, yeah, you're amazing. Yeah. I love you. You're great. And I was like, you know me from TV or just right now? So I didn't ask any questions. He let us go again. And we figured out the second time.
And I will say, the first time that we played, that guy told us nothing and just asked us about our day.
Yes.
And then put us in the pod and closed it. And then we just spun forever. And then the next one that we got in wasn't the same guy. It was a different pod with a woman who actually gave us some instructions.
Right.
But the first one was like, so you have a good day. And I was like, what's my day? Nigga, how does this work?
And then he closed the pod.
And we were just, like, excuse me. We were like, so what do we do? And it was like, door. And I was like, well, we live here now. So
you both, to be fair, you both give off vibes like you have some experience in a World War II era fighter jet. So
I feel like listen, right. Y'all they didn't let us. Josh would have been in a real red tail situation. He's a fucking Tuskegee Airman and I'm down being a black roast river building these fucking planes.
Have you found any museums in Arizona, or is there a town that you've been to that is surprisingly a good like museum town?
Richmond, Virginia has it's basically a museum of fine art, and it's so big because Connecticut and Richmond, Virginia had just curiously like interested people in art that were super rich for their time. So then they bought a bunch of art, but then they left the art to the museum. So I think it was like J.P. Morgan left a bunch of his personal collection to this museum in Connecticut, I think. And then the Richmond one just has, you know, that's like old money. So then they've been, you know, using art to skip taxes and all this stuff like that. And so then that museum is fire. The Richmond one is the best one that I've been to. That was a regional one.
I go to museums too. Have you been to the Chihuly Glass Museum in Seattle?
Yeah.
Love that. And then there's the Corning Glass Museum in Corning, New York. Is great. But one of my favorite museums that I've been to is the Mustard Museum in Madison, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Museum just about mustard? Like just every type of mustard flavors.
Well, this over here is our yellow wing. This is the yellow mustard wing. And then over here we have
like containers and stuff from like the 1800s.
Do you get to try it? Is there like a sample?
You take samples and like me and my homeboy David Perdue, he's an amazing comic in Atlanta. He was like, because they're like, only like, he said, you only do like two or three samples. I said, I'm going to smile on this man's face with me on the samples we want. And I just smiled at the man's face. And I had all of the flavors of mustard. We tried root beer mustard, which was very unnecessary. And
that sounds like the taste of violence.
It's like so that. Stupid. And it's like, ooh, if a tree fought with a leaf. So like, that's what that tastes like. They had like blue cheese mustards, like hot mustards, and like other mustards. And like, ooh, we got a blueberry mustard. And I was like, why? So
blueberry mustard. They have, like, fuck.
At some point, you're just inventing flavors to just justify the existence of the museum. You know?
No, they didn't invent these. These were things that are sold.
Wow.
People actually buy blueberry mustard, though?
That makes blueberry mustard, and they were like, oh, we should let people try this. That's not their brand. Somebody's out here in the streets selling bacon-flavored mustard. And they were like, oh, this is stupid. Well, put this.
Do you get to try it on a sandwich, like a Reuben or like a pastrami sandwich? Or they you just
selling sandwiches.
And a little spoon?
A little pretzel. Oh.
Okay.
All right. Pretzel's good.
Pretzel
good.
Makes it all worth it. Because if it was a spoon.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd do it for the pretzel.
That would,
a spoon would just be the taste of root beer and mustard and metal. And you'd want to fight everyone in the museum.
No, it's one of those plastic spoons that they give you when you go get like try ice cream. But yeah, I like going to museums too. Because when you're on the road, you're like, well, can't be in this hotel room all day.
Yeah, and work doesn't start until 8. And it's 8 a.m.
Right.
And you're alone.
It's either you're alone or you're with the feature. And you're just like,
a lot of people understand why comics want to bring their own features. It's because, one, you know your feature's funny. Two, because we've all been saddled with a feature. I'm just like, that's why now when I go on the road, I make them, I have to approve my features if they won't let me bring somebody. They want to support you, which I get because that's how I got on. But it's like sometimes they'll send me tapes and I'm like, none of these people. You can pawn them off with somebody else. I'm bringing my own feature. I will not go through this. You want me to suffer?
Yeah.
For your local talent? No. Well, you bring your own feature and you end up being in the Mall of America. And then you find out that this place that they've been telling you about since you were a child. What? Just has,
it's not.
You didn't like it? You didn't like the, it's got a roller coaster.
Yeah, I know that. But like, there was one night we were there and there was like a Nickelodeon theme park in there as well. And the first night we were there was a Friday and somebody had like, I was like, ooh, I want to get on this roller coaster. And I was like, bought out for a private event. And I was like, wait a minute. How much does it cost to buy a theme park in a mall? Who is his dad? And can't I marry him? I want to rent a theme park and a mall money. I mean, yes. Are we in the Midwest? But it can't be cheap. It's got to be a couple grand. At least.
Yeah.
You bought out three roller coasters?
You have to guarantee us more money to them in the moment than they might make that day. And then the might money is money.
Yeah, right.
And then this is still COVID.
Yeah.
So the mall is not full.
Yeah.
It was like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And then you're like, ooh, it's the Mall of America. They're going to have a bunch of stuff. I saw 7 lid stores.
It's mostly lids. Malls are mostly lids.
Yeah.
So there's over 200 stores in this mall, right? There's only 3 plus size clothing stores.
Wow.
And I was like, I wanted to show those. I was like, I'm looking at my audience.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's not enough stores, bro. There's not enough
stores. Yeah.
You're telling me about America? They had a rainbow in there and didn't even carry plus size clothes. I was like, do they know what the demographics are out here? We are in the Midwest, baby girl. Okay.
Have you ever done West Nyack?
Yes.
Okay.
Last time I did West Nyack, it was outside. They had an inflatable stage.
Look, this is what we should do.
What?
We should go to West Nyack together because this would be so much fun because it's just big enough that it's wild. But it's not so big that you can't see everything. I did West Nyack, like, I think it was last month. And you know how they have the indoor go-karts there?
No!
Yo, they got the indoor go-karts. And as I'm walking up, so I've packed too much as well because I was staying over the night. And so I had my backpack with me. And I was like, maybe I should go to the hotel. Maybe I should do go-karts now. I'm walking over to the go-karts. They claim that the go-karts in that track could go 55 miles an hour, which is too fast.
God
that's
damn.
Too fast, that's
right?
Too fast that's for go-karts.
So then,
yeah.
Then,
that's too fast for inside. They don't have, you can't go that fast past the school, and the school is outside.
Yeah.
Don't you technically need a driver's license?
Yeah, you would think so. And so then I'm walking up, and as I'm walking up, in my head, I'm like, because you don't know me, but I don't drive. Like, I'm a terrible driver. Mm. But go-karts is the one thing that I'm like, oh, this is like driving, but it's like low stakes enough that I can let myself relax. Because when you're driving in the world, you're in a car, like you're in a chair that could kill somebody. Yeah, you know I mean, like I feel like with go-karts, it's just like we're just having fun. I'm walking up, and as I'm walking up, I hear this loud screech, which is like one kid basically drifting. Like he really was going hella fast. That's the fastest I've seen a go-kart go. And then he crashes into the wall, and you just see almost like out of a movie, like out of a Hallmark movie where the kid dies, you just see his helmet bounce.
Oh my God.
He crashed into the wall so hard that his helmet flew off, bounced off the wall, and then just bounced onto the track. And I
thought this was going to be a very lighthearted telling of a beheading story at first. I'm glad that his head was no longer in the helmet.
No, the helmet flew right off, became a projectile, and then bounced to a stop. And it even spun when it was done bouncing. And so then I walk up, and everyone has stopped now. Like the other people stopped driving. Like everyone is just kind of quiet. And then he is holding his head, because he's feeling for the helmet and he's realizing it's not on his head anymore. And then he gets up and someone runs up like, oh my God, are you okay? Like everyone's freaking out. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm fine. I think he was more embarrassed than anything. And so he unstraps himself and starts walking off the track and actually got some claps. Like, like an F1 race.
Like it was NASCAR.
Like
F1 crash.
They were like, like the other parents were just like, oh man.
They held up the three fingers for Dale Earnhardt, like, out of respect. Yeah.
But yeah, I did not do go-karts. But we should do them if we went back.
Ooh, we could do that tomorrow. I, one, have crashed go-karts when I was 9 because they thought I was older than I was because I had big boobs for a 9-year-old. And then me and Lace was opening for me down in Greenville, South Carolina, and they had one of those, like, you know, fun houses. It was like, it's the arcade. We got bumper boats. We got They had a go-kart track and then something called a slick track, right? And me and Lace were talking to the girl, and they're like, okay, it's like $8 for slick. Like, the prices were so cheap. Me and Lace, I think we did everything like four times, right? Oh, Lace Larrabee is an amazing comic.
Hilarious comic.
On the road. She just did AGT. She got the Rose Simon.
Yeah.
And so we're like, ooh, a slick track. We're like, wait, what's slick track? And the girl goes, oh, it's a track that slick. And me and Lace went, she's like, so when you're on the track driving, it's slick. And we're like, gotcha. Thank you. And then we get out there and what they did. So it's a drift track, right?
Wow.
So all the tires on the cars are bald. And they have put some type of oil or something down on this asphalt because you're just sliding all over the fucking.
Man, that sounds incredibly fun.
It was fun. There was a group of teenagers that was so awful that other teenagers did not want to ride when they were going.
Wow.
Because the teenagers running the thing were like, you can't go again.
Like the bad kids from an 80s movie. Like,
yes, they were the like bad kids from
80s. Right. Yeah, yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll keep finding out search history, overrated, underrated. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
And we're back. And wow. I will say, Dulce, you have gotten your wish. We will not be talking about King Charles in Look today's episode. Jesus.
Like, I'm going to sit up and talk about my colonizer.
Do you have anything from your search history?
I'm actually going to look at my search history. Let's see. You ever just seen someone who really mediocre be successful and you're just happy?
Yeah, I'm assuming we're not going to get a name on that one.
I looked up Greek Peak Mountain Resort.
Greek Peak Mountain Resort.
Because I got an ad on my Instagram about a gravity mountain coaster.
What?
So okay. I wanted to see.
What's a gravity mountain coaster?
It's like a roller coaster, but there's no chain. So like you just go up and then it like you go through the mountains. I'm going to see if I can find the post for it.
Is the fact that there's not a chain good?
It seems worse.
I mean, they probably have to have some type of chain just to get you up. Because all roller coasters work off gravity anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just you get on the ride at the top of that first hill.
Oh.
It seems like, yeah.
There's still tracks. So you're on tracks.
Yeah, you're on tracks. Because I found one before because we were going to go last year for my homeboy's birthday, but I had to go out of town. So there's one, like, you're in the mountains of, like, New York. You have to, like, pedal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know if, because some of them, like, it's 2 hours or 4 hours. I'm like, who the hell is trying to pedal for 4 hours?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're on a coaster. It also, I think rides are more fun if it's not at a place where you're like, they are engineers and lawyers and risk assessment, like assessors have all been through this and made sure that nothing bad is going to happen. Like this feels a little rustic. And
yeah, half the fun of a roller coaster is the fear of death. Which is, you know.
And see, I don't mess with roller coasters because my body should not experience those type of G forces. I've been on roller coasters and been like, this isn't for me. But you have to understand as a woman and as a black person who walks in nature, I'm always worried that someone's gonna kill me. So I don't like to do it for fun. I don't like to test my adrenaline. You know, I don't like to just really put my fight and flight in situations where it needs to be activated for unnecessary reasons.
Right.
You know, it's like
just in the middle of a roller coaster and it activates your fight or flight. You pull a knife out for no reason.
Yeah, and I always have a knife in my purse. You won't get me. So like, I don't need to be trying to fight a roller coaster in the middle of somewhere. Also, it's like, I remember some little boy had like, you know, there's always like the Batman roller coaster where your feet hang down. Some little boy, his hat came off and then he jumped in and then he got his head got knocked off.
But what? I missed that story.
It was a couple years ago.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, he jumped over like the fork because they're like, oh, the park is liable. The park is liable. And the park went, hold up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He climbed over multiple walls that said, do not come in here.
With little stick figures getting their heads knocked off, like all on that. Them. Yeah.
Fuck.
All of that. So if I am. Don't bring your ass back here, right? There's even somebody just on the side. Don't bring your ass back here. Mm-hmm. There's multiple signs. There's multiple warnings say do not bring your little ass back here. And he jumped over all of that for a hat. And then what they said was going to happen, happened.
Yeah.
See, this is why you need 7 lid stores inside the Mall of America.
That's right.
So people are like, I can get a new hat.
Yeah.
Apparently you need 7 lid stores in front of in Six Flags because that's how that goes down. I remember, what was it, Hershey Park in Pennsylvania?
I mean,
they had one of those rides where your legs hang down. And so I was sitting in the middle.
Oh.
And so this is the ones where it comes down over you.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're checking everybody. And he didn't check. And he was like, yeah, you're good. You're good. You know, some teenager that don't give a shit. And so I was like, can we check mine? He's like, you're fine. And I went, well, this, and I pushed on it and it just lifted up.
Damn.
Oh, no.
So mine wasn't locked. Well, I hadn't said anything.
Right.
And it was just about to start going. And he was like, hold. So he had to stop the ride. He told old boy not to he flicked the switch.
Yeah.
So they can make sure I was secured all the way down. If I hadn't said something, I would not be here.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because some 14-year-old almost let me die. Some pimple-faced bastard almost let me meet Jesus in the most ridiculous. But yeah, it's apparently it's Greek Peak Mountain Resort. Is it in
where is it? Not in Greece.
No, it's in Cortland, New York.
Oh. There it is. Mm-hmm.
And so apparently they have like a, it's like 4 hours from here. They have like zip lines and stuff like that.
Nice.
I don't know if I'll do a zip line because, you know, that requires a lot of upper body strength.
Right.
No. It's mostly just you're just hanging. Zip lining. I did it one time and it's really fun.
Yeah, they just harness you in, right?
You're harnessed in and you're just like flying in the air. And it's
one or the sitting one?
I did the sitting one. There was one where you could like do the Superman like laying, and I was like, I'm too scared to do that.
Holding up your own body like yourself, like a pull up in high school.
Right. No, you don't got to hold up yourself.
Oh, you're like strapped in.
Yeah, you're just strapped in.
Yeah, there's some where you're like, the one where you lay. I don't see how people do that because even if they tell you to just lay, you're probably gonna want to look up, which is at least gonna require some neck strength
because
you're shooting forward.
Right.
And then the other one, the one you're talking about, Jules, I've seen before where it's like they have this. I don't know how to describe it, but it's almost exactly like the one where you just sit, but you're holding these handles. Right. And it's like, I don't know if it has any control over the zip, like, because the zip line is just straight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like, you hold it while you're going down.
Yeah.
And then there's some where you just hang like a baby in one of those baby.
Yeah. I've only done the ones where you hang like a little baby. I don't think I would willingly go on anything where it's like, my life is in my own hands. You know, like, I'm not doing that. Because I might just, you know, sometimes you just get impulsive and you go like, well, I could die like this. And then boom.
Jules, say, what is something you think is overrated?
Oh, it is like a seat. There it is. I think that's the thing.
You said that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, where it's like.
Kind of like being in a swing.
Right. I can fooks with that. Oh, man. All the things I really think are overrated. I can't stay on here without getting attacked online. What's something I think that's overrated that'll keep me safe at night? Bananas.
Okay. Bananas are overrated?
Yeah.
Mm. You just don't like them?
Mm. Because the episode of the podcast that came out just last week was banana versus plantain. Guess what side El loser, El perdedor, Josh Johnson.
Don't you dare speak Spanish to me.
And Josh, I'm assuming you're on the other side of this.
El plátano. But he can't. With la banana. You think the favorite food of the Minions was going to help you, baby boy? I love the Minions, but I hate banana.
God.
How about you, Josh? What's something you think is overrated?
Okay. Just because of the way that it varies, because of the spectrum at play, I think that the idea of going to get a massage is overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless you're going to a place that you know, that knows you, that you have like your... Because if you straight up have a person... That's like, hey, they know the knots in my back. They know like all the stuff. And this is about to be a dope massage. Going to get massages is still taking your life into your own hands. It's still rolling the dice because you don't know. Yeah. I remember I got a massage one time. I think it was a Swedish one, whatever. And in my head, I'm like treating myself, whatever. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But straight up as I'm getting the massage, I don't know what happened. But this person clearly stopped giving me the massage for a minute, went outside, was on their phone, and must have got bad news because they beat my ass when they came back in there. Like they worked out. I wish I had a bad back so it would have worked something out. I'm living all right. And they beat me senseless, just clearly working out the frustration of whatever they were talking about on the phone. And they didn't keep the time, too. Which is usually a good thing. That's usually a huge treat when you buy get a little like a 60 few extra minutes.
And you get
every extra minute on that massage was a travesty. Like, and I don't have anything near me, so I just assume the time is correct. You know, my face is in the thing, and I bought an hour, so I'm sure that this is just maybe because it hurts so bad.
Can't you? You can tell them like, hey, could you a little softer? Or
yeah, I spoke up a couple times. It didn't really do anything. Like,
I would just take the pain. I'd just be like, yeah, oh, okay, you know what you're doing.
At first, not when me. They came back, I was like, they were so rough that I was like, okay, maybe this is a spot because they feel it in real time,
right?
Like they feel your you're tense here. Let me
right.
go
maybe
in.
Maybe they know more. Something you don't know. Yeah,
yeah. But no, that didn't seem to be the case because I even tipped and she was like, thank you. Like it was.
Wow. It's a bad
thing that happened to you. Sometimes the thing that happens, like when you say certain things, I'm like, I'm not studying Josh today. I'm not studying Josh. Oh my. I'm not studying Josh. This man did not pay for assault.
I kind of get your aisle answer now because you are put in combat situations in the weirdest moments. Like
I guess so. Yeah, this is probably another just PTSD situation.
Yeah,
from life.
Right.
Because this is actually why anytime something happens and I'm with another person, I get so excited because I'm like, people won't believe me if this had happened right. to just me. You know,
right?
It's like when I was with Logan. Logan was and I were doing a show in New York. This is like when we were doing Caroline's and Logan was staying at the Even Hotel. So I went over to hang out with him. We were going to record some of our podcasts. And then we're in the elevator. This woman comes on the elevator and is like, yeah, you know, I just moved different in New York. She's like talking on the phone while she's in the elevator. I just moved different in New York. Like they talking about they ain't got a safe for my gun here. Like what kind of hotel is this? And in my head, I'm like, I'm glad Logan is here.
Right.
Because if I had just rolled up on people telling them this story, they'd be like, Josh, clearly you have some mental illness you're dealing with.
Right. I believe that story all the way. I believe that story 100%. Yeah. Because as someone who
with
wishes
a gun.
They could carry, not yet. As someone who wishes they could carry a gun at all times. Because you can't carry a gun in New York because who knows why.
Yeah.
But it's because
of the libs.
Mm-hmm. Bastards. Everybody, listen, you don't know. Sometimes you got to pull a gun on somebody. And it just is what it is. Like I said, I'm a woman in America. You already told me. Like, listen, because like I said on Twitter one day, and I was like, so y'all got self-defense classes, mace, boomsticks, tasers. Mm-hmm. Don't walk alone at night. Don't dress a certain way. You give women all of these things. And not be attacked, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as a woman gets attacked, nobody believes her.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Both things can't be true.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You can't just be selling a bunch of Bigfoot equipment and then when somebody's like, hey, I caught Bigfoot. Nah. Yeah. That doesn't sound plausible. All right.
Right.
You need to stop being ridiculous.
You saw me a 10-foot by 4-foot cage. Just what he was here for, right? And then Bigfoot's like, oh, you're like, that's just a dude in a suit. No.
Yeah, yeah.
So because y'all don't want to believe us, now I gotta say strapped up.
I will say, what's crazy about people, we're all raised different. We all like have different temperaments, live different lives, whatever. Everyone knows how to act. When a gun is pulled on them.
Yeah.
You could have the worst home training of all time and still somehow you get real polite.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're pretty agreeable.
Sir, can I call you sir?
How much of my money would you like? I do have an ATM card in case, I don't know.
Hey, listen, that's why I try to keep at least $100 on me. Like, hey man, I ain't got it. But here's something that you're going to have to forge.
Right. Here's just enough for you to not want to shoot me anyway.
Right. Some guy tried to rob my brother. He was with his friend. It had like snowed in Atlanta. Like nobody outside except this one dude who was robbing people. And he had seen
just one set of tracks in the snow.
Right. And it wasn't when Jesus carried you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Goofy man tried to rob you. And so he had saw the guy because like his friend had taken money out the ATM so he could like pay his bills. And so the guy saw my brother's friend take the money out the ATM. So he's like, give me your money. He's like, I don't have any. He's like, nigga, I just saw you take money out the ATM. He's like, all right, damn. And then he looked at my brother and he was like, give me your money. Give me. And my brother's like, I don't have anything. I'm poor. And the dude went, all right. And then just walked away. Because like that dude took that dude's money, took his phone, whatever. Right. My brother was like, I have nothing.
Right. Yeah.
Because my mama was like, how do you still have a phone and a wallet? He's like, I told him I ain't have shit. And he believed me.
Wow. Damn.
But I think he only believed him because he just took $200 and a phone from this other dude.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. And then
it might have been a different situation if he didn't get nothing from either one of them. He might have been real mad.
Yeah.
But if it was just, he's like, I ain't got no phone. Thank goodness his friend didn't go, yeah, you do. Like, that's like, can you imagine your friend snitching on you during a robbery? Yeah. I have a phone. You do have a phone. Like, bro.
If I'm going down, we're all going down, all right? Give me your fucking phone.
Disrespect.
My friend in Savannah got robbed, and it was a group of me that got robbed. So already it's a little embarrassing because they're like three dudes getting robbed by two dudes. So
is embarrassing.
Yeah. And then the guy said he had a gun, but he never showed it and didn't have it in his hand when he was, you know, when he was trying to like roll up on him. And so then the biggest dude in the bunch, so he rolls up on him. He's like, hey, you know, come about everything. And, you know, I got a gun. Don't make me show it, blah, blah, blah. And so there's a moment where clearly the robber has lost full confidence, where he's like, I hope they believe me. Yeah, then there's a moment where my friend is like, does he have a gun? And then it all, like the whole silence gets broken by the biggest dude out of them grabbing his wallet, being like, here you go. And once that happened, they were just like, I guess you've just decided how this dance is going to go. Right. And so then afterwards, those dudes run off with their wallets and stuff. And then he asked me, he's like, what is wrong with you? Why would you? They at least didn't have the guns in their hands in that moment. They're just two dudes in our faces, right?
Yeah.
And then I'll never forget this dude, because he's big, but you know, he was like, why would you do that? What's wrong with you? And he goes, I was in shock.
He ain't want no problem.
This 6'4 ass, I was in shock. I didn't know what to do.
He didn't want no problem. Thank God I've never been in that situation. But, you know, it's because you want to think you'd be like, nuh-uh. Like, yeah. Dude, I knew he first moved to Atlanta from Birmingham. And dude rolled up on him with a gun and was literally like, hey, you know what this is. And he was like, man, come on. I just moved here. He was like, okay. But give me your shit. He was like, come on.
I just moved here. It's like, you know, you're really giving your city a bad name right now. Right. All right. Just give me a week to move my shit in.
Bro, at least leave me. Like, I got to get a new car. I don't even know my address and everything. And the guy was like, yo, man, I don't care.
All right. Well, help me open some boxes at least.
Yeah.
I've got IKEA furniture that needs to be rebuilt.
I just got here. I don't even know my address.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And you were saying...
I want this to be like just helpful for people. Now, is it going to sound not nice? Probably. But I don't. I think we have to start acknowledging the levels of relationships we have with people. Mm. Because I think now we're all trying to call each other friends.
Mm.
And I think that's not helping anybody.
Mm. Okay.
I think the term acquaintance needs to come back.
Oh, 100%. Mm.
Co-workers, I think we need to acknowledge that there's limits there.
Yeah. Right.
You know, someone that I just know.
Sure.
Like, we're familiar. There's, like, familiar, acquaintance, friend, you know. Like, I think co-worker, like, I think we need to start reinstituting these levels of, like, knowing people. Because I think people's, like, now, because, like, with social media, you feel like you know people when you don't really know them.
Mm.
And it's creating a false sense of, like, familiarity with people. Because there's a lot of comments that I have to delete. on my social media because somebody thought they said something funny. So I was talking about like since I'm like I had put up like I think it was a something for the Emmys, right? And some guy commented, he was like, well, did you really go to the Emmys or are you just sitting there at home in your slippers? And I'm like, delete.
right
fuck them. Also, if someone says something, this is a fun little fact, if someone says something rude to you on the internet on your page, you don't have to engage. They came looking for you.
Yeah.
You don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know how you get rid of a rude comment on Instagram? Report it as spam and it disappears immediately.
There you go.
Immediately. Right. Anything I don't like, spam. And then I block them.
Yeah.
And then I block them. I block. Oh, my favorite thing is the black people. You say one slick thing, bitch, jail. Off to jail with ye.
I'm a big
yeah. The spam
you
is
do turn into a monarch when you're banishing them.
The spam is fire. Banish the spam it, is sir. Also like, hey, I don't tell you Twitter. These robots racist as hell. Okay,
right. Yeah.
I don't have to require no work because then I was like, because basically if you report it as any other thing, it's like, this is how this person hurt my feelings.
I'm a big mute guy. I go mute every time. I don't block because I don't give people the satisfaction of the block because then they post like, oh, I guess they couldn't handle a little online debate. But if you just mute them, they're just talking to themselves for months sometimes. It's great. I'll check in on them too and they'll still be mad. And I'm like, all right, I'm living rent free. Because you just, not engaging drives people fucking crazy. I love it. But as soon as you're blocked, then you can't continue the conversation.
But I don't want.
No, but I'm saying the crazy guy who's saying the racist stuff, he's going to just move on to another target. You mute him and then you're still the target for a while. And he's just in his room going, why hasn't she responded to my racist tweet?
Oh, you're saying that's jail.
That's the worst kind of jail. Right. That's a jail
but
for your mind.
They don't know they're in jail. Right.
Well, yeah. That's on Twitter. I don't go on Twitter because I think it's a hellscape. And I, to this day, I still don't know how the app really works. But like, for me, it's that whole, well, they couldn't handle a little debate. Once I block, like, my friends know I'm very good at like cutting off some people, like cutting someone off if they have been hurtful or disrespectful to me. And if they don't feel like they need to apologize and are going to apologize, then you no longer get to be friends with me.
Yeah.
Because friend breakups are just as hard as regular breakups. Mm-hmm. But if you have taken the time to decide that you're going to be a hot buttered asshole, then I am going to take my good time and not fucking speak to you even when I see you.
Yeah.
So I don't do the mute online. I do the mute.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I like that.
Yeah.
You're going to stand directly in front of me and you're going to see me say hi to everybody. Because one of my friends, he thinks he's doing that to me right now. And what he doesn't know is that I'm also doing that to him.
Yeah, mutual muting.
Mutual muting. Now, who's going to talk first? I don't know. It should be him because he started this goofy shit. But at the end of the day, he was an acquaintance to start with. So an acquaintance, if you lose an acquaintance, you lose nothing. But you have to think, has my life changed at all since not speaking to this man? No. Has my life changed at all after not speaking to this girl? No. If your life does not change in a significant way from not speaking to somebody, then really what value were they adding to you in the first place? Because people want to act like, well, you just be friends with everybody is friends with somebody because you get something from it.
Right.
Period. Whether it's, you know, it's me and Josh are friends because me and Josh have a shared experience. And we understand each other and we laugh and we talk or whatever. Me and Josh are friends because we like talking to each other and we understand each other. But if it gets to a point with somebody where it's like, this isn't working or this isn't, then you lose that person. And that is fine. And it can be hurtful as it is. But you have to know, if somebody's a fucking acquaintance and they're coming at you with friend, you're like, hey. You're doing too much. You're doing too much.
Yeah.
This is what, like, that's why I'm very careful about who I give my phone number to. Or, like, because there was somebody was like, oh, we're friends. And I'm like, bro, I know you because of stand up. If it wasn't for stand up, I wouldn't know you. You have to call.
I say the same thing
to
my sister. I'm like, listen, I know you because we grew up in the same house. But, like, we're not cool with each other, so stop trying to invite me to Christmas. You know what I mean?
Brent, that's dark, man.
I mean, that's between you and your mom and your family. I don't know about all that over there.
Well, not only did we not have time to get to the stories, we didn't have time to get to our underrated, but we got plenty of great underrateds like the mute reporting spam, the muting people in real life, calling people acquaintances instead of... I feel
call
like that...
You
yeah, be like, you are an acquaintance is a great thing to say to somebody.
We're friends.
We are colleagues.
You're an acquaintance.
Colleagues, nothing more.
Colleagues. Yeah. yes. colleagues, mm-hmm. co-workers. So happen to, like, don't, like.
We are not friends. We are lovers.
Also, and honestly, like, saying lovers in this day and age is a weird thing to say.
Sometimes that's what it is. Word. It's like, that is funny. That's.
Sometimes it's like people want to say friends with benefits.
You're lovers.
Like, no. We're lovers in the nighttime. Mm-hmm. We're lovers in the nighttime.
Yeah, because it implies friendship when really it's just loverdom.
Well, friends with benefits means you were friends first, and then you started hooking up.
Yeah.
Lovers is somebody you hook up with, and then it'll take you nowhere.
A woman once told me, she said, I've taken a young lover. And I thought that was kind of a cool way of saying.
Yeah.
How old was she?
She was like, you know, she was like 31, and like her boyfriend was like,
she's not old enough to be saying that sentence.
Yeah, I know.
She can say that sentence if she's from 1772.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. Yes, we're 30s middle age.
When
30s
when you pretty much died.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But no, if you're not a cougar, taking a young lover. Yes, I'm almost taking a lover age, and I'm not excited about it at all. But yeah, so I guess we did what we were supposed to do today.
Yeah, yeah. Dulce, where can people find you, follow you, get reported as spam by you?
I am, listen, you do it to yourself, you know?
Yes.
Don't act like them. I did it. Like somebody said to me, he was like, oh, you got that guy fired. I said, no, he got himself. Mm.
There you go.
It's DulceSloan on all the social medias. My underrated is Shalewa Sharp. She's Silky Jumbo on all of the social media platforms. I produce her one woman show, Don't Reach in the Bag. That's where I'm at. Listen to Hold Up. New episodes come out every Thursday. The latest episode that came out is Bananas versus Plantains because Josh's mouth is broken.
Don't do this now. Don't do this now because you know it's the end of the podcast, so I can't defend myself because we can't be here forever. So
get then one you, in on the way
you,
out.
You snuck one in. All right, look. So if you're looking for me on social, on all the stuff. Okay. If you're looking for me on ASM, you can find me at Josh Johnson Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. All right. And if my underrated is, honestly, I'll say it. It's a little conceited, but I'll go there. It's Hold Up. We have a great time. We love doing this podcast together. It comes out every Thursday. I have another podcast that I do with a mutual friend of ours, Logan. It's called The Josh Johnson Show, and that also comes out on Thursdays. So check us out and have some fun with us and go into your weekend right.
Yeah, please do. It's a very good show.
Josh was telling wild stories. Please listen to The Josh Johnson Show. I don't know how he's still here. I don't know how he's a sane.
Yeah. That's what Logan says. He's like, how have you not died?
you need a book. Like, two things need to happen. Either you need to write a book, or we just need to be glad that that you're covered in the blood of Jesus. Somebody's keeping you on the earth.
Yeah, that's those mama prayers.
That's those mom prayers. That's what that is.
Is there a tweet or some other work of social media you guys have been enjoying?
Good question. I actually really like your Instagram. The way you curate your stories is very well done. You take us on a journey.
There you go.
My favorite, well, I see a lot of Twitter on Instagram because I'm a grown up, but my favorite one that I have seen so far is with all the Africans y'all threw into the ocean, you're surprised as a black mermaid.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite.
Damn.
If you aren't aware of the translation, just look at the history of that. Mm-hmm. And then you'll go, She's right. So yeah, that's been my favorite tweet that I've seen on Instagram.
Amazing. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thanks for spending all the time with us. Matt Lieb, thank you so much for joining as co-host. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, thank you for having me. You can find me on Instagram at Matt Lieb Jokes or Twitter at Matt Lieb, L-I-E-B. And also, yeah, if you love The Wire and you want to listen to a podcast about it where we rewatch it, listen to Pod Yourself The Wire. It just started and it's a lot of fun. I think people will like it.
Yeah. Go check it out. Is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yes, there is a tweet that I've been laughing at for a while now. It's from comedian writer Tim Barnes. Right after the Queen died, he tweeted, her final words were, elves can't be black, which
right,
which is, you know, the a lot of the people with the new Lord of the Rings show are losing their minds over black elves. So I thought that was very good.
You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. Tweet I've been enjoying, Patrick Radden-Keefe tweeted, NYT reporter. So what we found was that 2 + 3 = 5, the daily. Huh? Wait a second. I just want to make sure I understand this. So what you're saying is that 2 + 3 = 5. New York Times reporter. Exactly. That's a great way to put it, which I thought was a good
that is
light
the daily.
Ribbing of the daily. They do some good reportage, but
sure. But you know, sometimes I'm just like, what do we need Barbaro for? I'm sorry.
And then Matt McDermott tweeted, this is why I love Baltimore. And it's a picture of one of those baby changing tables. And somebody wrote in Sharpie on it, place sacrifice here, hail Satan. And just well executed graffiti.
As someone who's about to be a dad, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, me too.
That's a great job.
You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off the information that we talked about in today's episode.
I did it.
You did. You nailed it. As well as a song that we think you might enjoy. And today, I am recommending that you check out Daddy Kane featuring Action Bronson from the new Rock Marciano, The Alchemist album, The Elephant Man's Bones, which is very good. The Alchemist still out here doing it. I don't know how Miles is so poetic when he's describing his songs, but it's just a just a dope track. Nice little Action Bronson cameo. So go check that out. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we'll talk to you all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.